Do you believe in fortune tellers? Well, Kate isn't quite sure, but she's desperate to try anything to free her from her deep, dark funk. Can tea leaves and mystic wisdom help her find happiness? Let's turn down the lights and open our minds as we listen to Dancing in the Elevator by Dorothea Kahan.
Hello, is this Marushka? This is Kate Norris. We met yesterday. You gave me your business card? Do you remember me? Yes. The one who was crying in the elevator. I'm feeling better today. Thank you. The reason I'm calling, I see it says on your card that you do divination. And I'm not exactly sure what that is. Oh, you foretell the future? Specifically my future? Oh, Marushka, that is what I need. That is exactly what I need. Would you do that? Wonderful. I'm in 4C. You want me to boil some water? I am meant to be reborn. No, that was meant to be a joke. See you shortly. Thank you, Marushka. Well, better put the kettle on and then I'll try calling Charlie again. Hello, this is Kate Norris again. I wondered if he's still in the meeting. I see. What a long meeting. It's only that I have been calling for 3 hours. I'll hold. Yes? He's gone? You mean he's left for the day? Well, did you give him any of my messages? All right, I'll hold. Come in. It's open.
I am here. Here is Marushka.
Welcome. You look nice.
These clothes special for divination. Now, we sit. Drink tea like old friends. What kind of tea you have?
Orange pico. Tea bags?
No good. Leaves all smashed up. No good for tassomancy.
Tassomancy? What is that?
It's art of divination by tea leaves. Never mind. I bring good tea.
You keep it in your bra.
It's close to heart.
The water's boiling.
You have big cup?
How about these?
Okay. Now, I put in leaves. You pour water. Good. Now, wait 2 minutes.
Would you like a cookie?
No. You have small piece pumpernickel?
I'm afraid not. I have English muffins.
No good. So, your soul is in torment.
Yes, I would say so.
You have maybe a little piece of herring?
No, I'm sorry. Would you like some tuna fish?
No good. Okay, we drink tea now. Then we see what the tea leaves will tell us.
Does that really work?
That depends on who is doing the reading. You have Marushka. I was taught by my grandmother, the great Krushenka, who is revered in Romania.
Wonderful. I was lucky you spoke to me in the elevator. You were very kind.
You have great sadness in your eyes.
Oh, yes. I am frantic with sadness. Can you help me?
We will see. Drink. Drink. Okay, no more. Stop. Now lift up cup and swirl. Swirl, swirl to the left, 3 times. Good. Let me see.
What do you see?
Ah.
What is it?
Very interesting. You see this man?
Where?
Just there. Man with long legs. He is very bad man. Beside him a spade means danger.
Oh no.
You know this man?
It must be Charlie. I mean, he's been so mean to me.
For Charlie, you are crying in the elevator?
In the elevator, in the shower, in the subway, in the line at Starbucks. Oh, Marushka, I have been a crying fool.
I see flowers. You met in spring, fell in love.
It was beautiful. Kisses in the moonlight, concerts in the park. He was my first love.
You didn't mind he was married.
Gosh, you can see that all in the cup?
Of course.
Where?
Just over there, beside him.
That chunky little blob?
His wife, yes.
He told me he was finished with her. I believed everything.
Of course. You are innocent young woman.
I was head over heels. And he brought me caviar and pomegranates. He said we would marry.
Ugh, poor little one.
In a month, he grew bored and he stopped calling me every night. Voided me and then he He used this silly excuse. He said I had stolen paper clips, which I had, but he had me fired.
Ugh, he is evil.
And then things got worse. The more he rejected me, the more I became obsessed, and I couldn't leave him alone. I waited for him outside of his office building, but he walked quickly by, not even turning his head, and it was so painful, Marushka.
Ugh, he is cruel.
Now I telephone him 6, 11, 19 times a day. I can't stop myself. I am ashamed, but I can't stop. Do you understand?
Yes. Someone has put a curse on you.
So that's it. Can you help me?
We shall see. Ah, look here. I see something. Do you see this bird in flight?
What does that mean?
A trip.
Really? Does it say where?
I am searching. Ah, yes, an island.
An island? Great. Does it say which island?
One moment. It is either Catalina or Madagascar.
Wow, I've never been anywhere. Charlie promised to take me on a New Year's Eve cruise, and I asked him where to. He said it was a surprise. Now I know what the surprise is. I'll be all alone, like always.
Look, this is interesting. Do you see many tables in great hall set for feast? And look here. Do you see beautiful white dress, strapless, in mermaid style?
Where?
Just here. Only Marushka knows how to read the spaces between the tea leaves.
I mean, that's amazing. Are you saying what I think you're saying? You see a wedding dress for me? Am I going to meet somebody?
Absolutely.
But how? I never meet anyone.
You do, but you do not recognize him.
Then how am I to recognize him?
You will look deeply into the eyes of everyone you meet. And even if he has the face of a bulldog or a frog... If you search his eyes, and they are pools of love, then he will be transformed and become beautiful.
That's a little hard to believe, Marushka.
Yes, I know. Try for 1 month.
A month? What if I start to think about Charlie?
Trust in Marushka. The curse will be lifted. But wait, here is important new information. You see, just near the rim... It is the sun.
You mean this little soggy lump?
This is the best news. This wonderful omen means joy. And look where it is. At the top of the cup. Bottom of the cup means future. Rim of the cup means now.
Now? What do you mean?
Soon. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I don't think I'm ready for joy tomorrow.
Well, first, we wash away curse. You have bathtub.
Yes.
Here, put these in bath water to prevent curse. 2 drops oil of lavender and cinnamon, 3 drops essence of rosemary. Next morning, no more obsession. Obsession finished.
I can hardly believe it.
It is guaranteed. Tomorrow, no more telephone. No more crying in elevator. Only dancing. Only dancing. Dancing in elevator. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die. Good, good. Now you, dance, dance. Die, 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 die,
die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die,
It is the curse leaving your spirit.
But Marushka, who would have done that to me? Who would have put such a dark curse on my spirit?
Someone who should love you.
But who? Who would torture me and torment me?
You don't know? It was you, dearest girl. It was you yourself.
This recording of Dancing in the Elevator by Dorothea Kahan was directed by Jenny Aldridge. Marushka was performed by Peg Harvey. Lindsay Nickel played Kate. Our festival stage manager is Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Our season presenter for Theater Odyssey's 16th annual 10-minute festival is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers are Paragon Festivals and Compose Hotel. All plays in our festival are copyright by the authors and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.